Do you get excited when you start daydreaming about the times you're planning for future outings in the outdoors? Perhaps you've just been considering the idea of using the interest in God's creation that others have to connect them with their Maker. Well, why not join us, won't you, as we visit with pro and amateur sportsmen alike who help others come to know their Creator on the trail to adventure. Here's Jerry Calouet, the host of God's Great Outdoors.
Well, all right, Jerry Calouet, God's Great Outdoors, and we're in Elkton, Maryland at a Cracker Barrel. If you've listened to the program over the years, you know a lot of times I do rendezvous with people, and that's what's happened today. We're going to be finding out about something that I guess you could say this is a ministry that's all wet. But that's okay, because that's where they want to be, is all wet. And we're here with Jim Musto. Jim is the founder of the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization. Jim, first time on the program. Welcome to God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I'm blessed to be here.
Well, Jim drove down from around the Philadelphia area, and later on he can tell you exactly where he's at. But in reality, they're all over the world, because they're doing scuba diving to help churches in different areas of the world and reach out and share the gospel as well. But Jim, before we get to what you guys are doing and how you're doing it, I want to get a little bit of an idea about the ministry, and then how did you get involved in the outdoors at all? Always hasn't been going underwater, although sometimes that happens when you're crossing the ice in the winter and you hit a thin spot. Why don't you give us the details, if you would, of both of those items?
Well, a little bit of the details of how the ministry started. Back in 2005, I felt that I was hearing a voice from God, and he was telling me to write an analogy between him and his son and a regulator in an air tank. And after multiple times of God reminding me that he asked me to do something, I finally obeyed him and wrote a little pamphlet called Jesus is the Regulator of My Life. Because just as we can't get to that air in the air tank without the regulator, because it's too dangerous to take that air tank, put it up against your lips and turn it on at 3,000 pounds per square inch, you'll really hurt yourself. We can't see God and live. And in the Bible, it says that we can't. Yet we do see all that God is through his son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth and died for us on the cross for our sins. As far as being involved with the outdoors, my father was always a very avid fisherman, mostly saltwater, and we would go and fish, and my father could sit in a boat, and we could be fishing for 5 hours and not catch anything, and I am like, Dad, let's go back, let's go in, and he'd say, be patient, we're fishing. And I learned a lot about patience from him in that, and just always loved being on the water, and just fishing was such a tremendous joy to me, that I was able to do a lot of fishing on charter boats and did freshwater fishing in Canada and loved catching walleye and northern and just the whole thing, but really just enjoyed fishing very much. Also have done some hunting. My partner in my business was a very avid hunter, and he had a marvelous hunting camp in Taos, New Mexico, that the hunting camp itself was 6,000 feet above sea level. And by the time we got to the top of the logging trails of the mountain, we were over 10,000 feet. So we would, on the way up, we would go through rain, sleet, snow, hail, ice, back to sunny blue skies again. Just the joy of being able to be out in the woods and just seeing all of God's nature, and as well as being able to lucky enough to get that elk, because boy, is that good meat.
Certainly being in God's creation is a blessing. Then in the midst of that, at some point you decided to try doing some scuba diving. Maybe it was snorkeling at first. How did that pan out?
Back when I was 21 years old, which I really got to think back now as I'm 59, so you're talking 38 years ago, I was visiting my sister in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for a week and needed some things to do. So I said, let me go get my scuba certification, because they had a week-long class. And I did that, and that was the start of my diving career. And then throughout the next 25 years, I would dive maybe once or twice a year, and that was probably the most dangerous part of my life, because when you're diving, you really want to know what you're doing, and I probably was not doing all the things that I should be doing. But about 8 years ago, I decided that I really wanted to get into diving. So I went out and bought all new equipment and everything, which will force me now to dive, and started diving quite frequently, and now have dove hundreds of times in places all over the world. And it's just such a marvelous experience to see all of God's creations underwater. It's just what the colors that you see underwater, some of them you've never seen before above the water, and just the species of fish and the magnificence of a whale shark are just things that it's so hard to describe. You have to see it.
Well, most certainly God's creation is spectacular because we serve and have an awesome God. I'm thinking about, you mentioned the meat from the elk and catching some fish with a hook, or maybe in the scuba diving, you're using a spear gun and bringing some of that up, putting it on the grill. Smells so good, reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Folks, do send in your recipes, how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants you're harvesting. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of activity to do. You'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, or autographed. We'll be right back after this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking, and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org, or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back. Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, again here in Elkton, Maryland, rendezvous with Jim Musto. And Jim, again, is from the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization. And Jim, so you shared with us that you're doing a little bit of diving, then you get serious about it, mentioning that you need a regulator. If you tried just taking the oxygen in from the tank, you'd become an airhead, and it would be a painful experience, certainly. In the midst of all of this, how did you come to Christ and being led to thinking about this ministry and getting it going?
Well, I had always grown up in a Christian family, yet I never really gave myself to the Lord. And until one time in my 25th year of my business, we had developed a program, a health program for truckers, and we had done everything right that we thought we did and followed all the rules. And at that point, the insurance commissioners came in and shut down our program and just really took me from a place where I thought I was in control of everything and really brought me back to that place where I knew who really was in control, and that was the Lord God Almighty. And from that point, I regave my life in a dedicated way to the Lord and said, Lord, I know that you're in charge, and now I want you to take control of my life and lead me forward in all that you would have me do. And only because of God's grace was I able to even survive through that time and keep part of my businesses going. And then through that, also became interested, as I was saying earlier, in scuba diving. Yet there was something that I was needing, and I was asking God for some type of platform or something that I could use to be able to just to talk to people when I was out in different places, that I could bring up God and bring it up in a way where we could start a conversation. And that's really where the whole Jesus is the regulator of my life came from, scuba diving, because I can talk to anybody, even if you're not a diver, and ask them. I said, do you know what a regulator is? Do you know what an air tank is? And then even if they didn't know, I could say, well, this is how it works, and this is why you have to use it. And I can bring that analogy right back into, this is why we can't get to God. We can't get to eternal life without Jesus. So with that, I was calling out to God and asking him okay, I have this message, but now what do you want me to do? And I felt like God was saying, I want you to start an organization, a scuba diving organization for Christians. And so I got together with my niece, and she helped me along the way. And one of the very telling points was we were actually going to a revival meeting down in Florida, and we were still looking for a name. And we just couldn't come up with a name that had the .net, the .com, the .org, and all the things that we wanted to have for our name. And at 6:30 in the morning on the way to the airport, God gives me the name, the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization. And I looked it up, and all the names were free. Yet I looked at my niece, Taya, and I started to laugh, and I said, but it's just the two of us. And just, I felt like as we were laughing that God just touched me, said, yeah, he says, but I'm worldwide. And so from that, we have grown now over the past seven, 8 years to where we have over 500 members. We have 7 local chapters in various parts of the country. And we're growing every day with the basic message that when we go on a trip to dive overseas, we're going with two purposes in mind, is to do mission work, to help those in need, to spread the gospel message of Jesus Christ, and then to go do some awesome diving of God's world underwater.
Well, just praise God. The whole idea that it was just the two of you, I think there was only one that faced Goliath, that was David. And yet, with Goliath going down, having his head cut off with his own sword after being hit in the head with a stone, the Philistine army was defeated. And so we can just wait, hope, and pray to see what God's going to be doing with your organization, the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization, and those that are going to be coming along. God has people already prepared to join with you, maybe somebody listening right now. We need to take one more break, and we'll be back after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help, we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Matthews' incredible bow innovations continue with their new V3. Arguably the most stable hunting bow Matthews has ever created, featuring a brand new center guard, a roller system that stops the cams so that the cams are always perfectly timed. Then with the new V3 riser, it makes for a more stable shooting platform. The longest riser to date, mixed with a compact axle-to-axle length, has the new V3 bow calling to you to get to your Matthews dealer to test fire the new V3 today.
God's Great Outdoors has spent countless hours researching and developing tracks, books, and DVD products that will help you grow in your relationship with the Creator God. And these ministry items found on our website will also attract interest in those you recreate with. Now, isn't it about time that you check out what's available to give a loved one that enjoys the outdoors but doesn't yet know the one who made it? Visit our website at ggoutdoors.org.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors. Again, we're here in Elkton, Maryland, and we're with Jim Musto, the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization. Jim would like to maybe share with the listeners what you guys are doing so they can picture this in their mind and pray about it. Who might they bring? Consider coming themselves, whatever the case might be. God's going to speak to their hearts. Maybe you can share what's going on.
Well, really, what the Worldwide Christian Scuba Diving Organization is all about is there's a lot of divers that when they go diving, after they get done diving, maybe it's an early morning dive, they've got a lot of time left in their day, and yet they don't want to go out. They're not going to the bars. They're not going out and partying, but they want to do something that's worthwhile. And when I had talked to a lot of divers across the country about, what would you say if I said, when we you get done with diving, let's go help people in the same area that we're diving. Let's go help people in need and let's serve them. They were all very interested in it. And so just for example, in February of 2013, we went to Cozumel, a great drift diving area in Mexico. Yet we also went because there was a small church run by a husband and wife minister team that was in the worst area in the town of Cozumel. There was a lot of women abuse. The alcoholism and drug abuse was the highest in all of Cozumel. And they had this little church that was just, there was graffiti on the walls. It was next to a liquor store. They had no real chairs. They had no lighting. They had no toilets or anything. Yet they were bold enough to have a handful of people come there every week to hear the message of the Lord. And we had a group, a team of about 40 people, and within 1 day and a half, we were able to go in and just take this rundown place with four walls and some little walls inside, repaint it, get rid of all the graffiti, put in toilets, put in electricity, bought them 50 chairs for their congregation, had a vision ministry, we equipped them all with glasses, and we did all of this in a day and a half, and they were blown away. They truly felt that God had brought a miracle to them. And we at the same time were so blessed that God would use us in this way. So it was just a marvelous time where many of the people, yes, we went to do diving and mission work, but if you ask them, what did they come away with that they cherished most about that trip, it was about the mission work.
And Jim, just praise the Lord for that, the idea that you'll have people, and I've seen that on hunting trips that have a ministry focus, on fishing trips. And there's some folks that they come just for those things. But once the trip is over, the fishing, the hunting, the outdoor stuff turned out to be the small part. And what they were able to do with the other folks, the relationships they built, the opportunities they had to minister really turned out to be the big part of what they were doing. You guys have always got things going on. Each year you plan a new event. But there's some folks sitting back and thinking, kind of like you said earlier, oh, it's just me and my wife, or it's just me. And but if they come together and unite with you, there'll be a group, and maybe they need to be praying about it. What could you say to those folks that are just sitting on the edge and, oh, man, I don't know, could we do this?
Well, I would just say take time to take it in prayer to the Lord, because God says that He will give us the strength to do anything that will be in the spread of the gospel of His Son. And just take the first step. So many people, when we did our first booth, when we didn't know what we were doing, we didn't know who was going to come by our booth in Chicago that first year back in, it was 2005, it was just my sister and I, and we didn't know what we were going to say and what we were going to do. And yet so many people came by. I would say at least six or seven people came by and said, wow, somebody really did this. You know, I had an idea about doing this myself, but I just never did it. We came away from that show just with a sense of joy that we started, we did it, now let's keep going.
Praise the Lord. It's all about, yeah, God speaking, but we have to engage, and we've heard about that over and over again on the radio program. Jim, appreciate the fact that you were able to come down here, hook up with me. I think we both drove an hour, not literally ran into each other, but pre-arranged this hookup, and your willingness to break away from your schedule, share with all the listeners, and certainly, I'd like to believe, spoke to many of them about their need to get out there and reach men, women, and children for Christ in whatever activity it is they like to do, and being here with all the listeners on God's Great Outdoors. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jerry, and I'm just, God bless you and your ministry and all that you're doing. You have inspired a lot of us to get out there and just talk about the relationships that we have with our Lord, because in everything we do, hunting, fishing, scuba diving, whatever that is, there's always a chance for us to talk about the Lord through all of our just daily activities. And I want to thank you for showing me that.
Now, friends, you can get more information about the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization by going to their website, which is scubamissions.com, or you can call them at area code 610-996-9968. Again, that phone number is area code 610-996-9968.
Now, Jim talked about being so small as they got started, but that's true for really every organization, every ministry that is active today. You have to take the steps, but you do it by faith. Hebrews 11:1, faith's being sure of what you hope for, certain of what you do not see. And in Hebrews 11:6, we're told, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because we must believe that He exists and He'll reward those who earnestly seek Him. What about you, friend? Maybe this is the very thing that God has been leading you to, ministry through scuba diving. So you certainly can contact Jim and the people that are there and find out how you can get started and be a part. But if God's squeezing your heart in any direction, it's time to stop sitting there and waiting for something to come to you. If you have heard about different ministries and you know God's pricking your heart about getting involved, well, then do that. But maybe like Jim, God's placed a ministry on your heart and you need to get active in getting something developed. A number of times I've had people come up to me and talk about hiking ministries and how they wanted to get one started. And I've told them we would certainly be glad to share about that ministry once it got going, but we never heard from them. And another ministry idea we've heard about several times is taking your Jeeps and your four-wheelers up into the mountains and doing all of that kind of stuff. And again, hey, we will do what we can to help you. Canoeing, kayaking ministries, folks just haven't done it. But just as Jim has talked about, at this particular show, people were saying, I always had this idea, and someone's finally done it. Well, that's the same thing that they can be saying about you once you get started. So pray about what it is that you need to be doing as God is telling you and moving you in that direction. And think about the fact that we have ministry tools that can help you on our website at ggoutdoors.org. Click onto our web store, look at all the different tracks, the books. 52% of people who come to Christ point to some printed material as having played a part in their conversion experience. Gospels of John with the Alaskan mountain range on the front, camo on the back. DVDs, creation DVDs, DVDs that are evangelistic, that teach how to do outdoor ministry. The list just goes on. And if you'd like, you can always give us a call at 937-698-3656, and we'll do what we can to help you get started. But prayer and action are called for. We don't know how much longer that we have as a nation, and even still the people around us, we have no idea if they're going to be alive next year. So whether it be one-on-one or our corporate ministry, we're all called to the Great Commission. Pray about it, seek God, and then get moving. And we'd love to hear the great report. All right, now don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a one-that-got-away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. Ex-Cincinnati Reds catcher Brian Dorsett remembers the time his boat almost got away. It happened quite a few years ago while Brian was still in college. He and a neighbor friend took off on one of their usual fishing trips. Mike Watson and Brian loaded an old John boat in the back of the pickup truck, and down the road they went. Brian states it was a beautiful sunny day in late spring, perfect weather for fishing. Leaving their home in Terre Haute, Indiana, they whizzed down the highway. But their trip was about to be interrupted. The two young men had failed to tie the boat down properly, or what Brian doesn't know. But looking in his rearview mirror, Brian Dorsett could see the John boat had suddenly gone airborne about 20 feet above the roadway. The watercraft landed on the pavement and, with sparks flying, came to a stop right in the path of the vehicle behind them. The driver of that old pickup truck slammed on his brakes and skidded to a stop. However, an old engine in the pickup's bed proceeded to advance forward right into the rear of the pickup's cab. Well, praise God, no one was hurt, but they were hot under the collar. After apologizing to the other driver, the two men reloaded the scratched and dinged up otherwise seaworthy craft back into their pickup truck. After arriving at the favorite farm pond, they both had a great day fishing, catching several nice largemouth bass. Now, Brian Dorsett may have almost lost it when it came to his John boat, and he's lost a ball game or two. But one place he didn't lose it, and that's where it comes to his eternity, through Jesus Christ. You can also be assured of an eternal home and have the peace that passes all understanding. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner, titled The End of the Line, contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by phone, mail, or email.
We'd like to send you a Should Man Hunt, What Does the Bible Say bookmark. To get a free copy, go to the website to order at ggoutdoors.org.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.